One of the big lies that is told in these days about our young people is that they just can't help themselves. They will be sexually active, and there's nothing we can do but just hand out some sort of contraceptive device to them. Can I tell you that this lie is shown to be a lie by the example of many, many, many thousands of people throughout history? Saint Augustine found this out when he was trying to find his way to faith, and a large obstacle to his faith was his own sensuality. And he didn't think anybody could do it, and he was in despair of finding faith. And he began watching a group of young people, probably a youth group from the church. And he was watching them and witnessed that these young people held themselves pure. And it was an example for him that the Spirit of God could help him have integrity in these matters. There was a young girl, probably only about 14 or 15 years old, in Palestine, who was a virtuous girl, and she found favor with God. She found grace with God. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, you that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You see, Mary is the example for all of us, holding herself pure. She was engaged to be married. She had a man to whom someday she would give herself, but she held herself pure, and she found favor with God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the purity of Mary, the mother of Jesus, how she kept herself pure, how she had integrity. Lord, I know that not only can you keep us pure as people, whether we're young or old, but you can do this. You can forgive our impurities, and you can make us whole and pure again in your sight, and you can give us a new life, a new day, a new way of conducting our lives in purity, just as Mary did. In Jesus' name, amen.